Come on in, folks, take a seat for some welcome board and complaint for James Nelson.
I don't know what it is.
This presentation has changed names at the time. So, basically, I've cut to the chase. Of course, this is going to end up in Marble Board Plant, and I have the materials outside if anybody else wants to play with Marble Board Plant. So, old Marble Boards, classifiers, things like that. And I'll explain more later. But it was originally going to be called Repurposing Rubbish. And this was inspired by the Waste Electrical and Electronic Equipment Directive, which is upon us. And some of you might have seen Reman, which was a sculpture by Paul Bonamino. It was on South Bank by the London Assembly Building. The artist worked out that we in Britain get through 3.3 tons of waste electrical and electronic goods in a lifetime. I actually think that's a very low estimate. And I think that's probably rather a kind of Luddite estimate. For instance, this is my bathroom. I've got at least quarter of a ton of stuff in there, and I'm not dead yet. So I think this is 3.3 tons is a low estimate. And he made this sculpture, which is both scary conceptually and actually quite scary visually as well. So I was trying to think of things you can do with waste electrical and electronic equipment. And if you want to be a kind of management consultancy in the house, you say you can use the components and modules that are in them, you can reconfigure what you find for some new purpose, basically taking what is inside something and rewiring it. If neither of those options appeal, you can just blow it up or even shoot it, all of which I shall be demonstrating this afternoon. And again, if you want to play at being a management consultant, you can make a graph. And the pertinent issues are how many components are in a piece of equipment, and the application specificity of them. Are they general purpose or are they highly application specific? If you look at something like a video recorder, you've got quite a good spread of components. You've got some really low tech general purpose things like passage resistance transistors. Bits of power supply, and then sort of towards the middle of the graph you've got things that might be useful for something else but are pretty application specific, which like glass TA lines, quartz crystals with very low frequencies, and then at the high end of the graph you've got things like the microcontroller, which is not just application specific but specific to that particular model of video. The thing about videos is that they've been around for nearly 30 years, and most of them don't last more than 5 or 6. It's usually some minor mechanical thing that goes off tolerance and screws the picture up, and it's just not worth repairing. But the thing that you throw away still has a working power supply. It has, well, generally speaking, 99% of the working power supply, a working timer, and enough life in the mechanism so that you can get motors to turn under timer control or even under remote control. So this actually suggests an absolutely obvious application for the rebuild of a little video, and you can turn it into a cat feeding machine. And so what you have is, at the appointed time, the motors turn, cat food is expensive, and you could even just obviate having to touch cat food and use your remote control to make the mechanism turn and dispense. There's a cat actually eating it, it's called Harley. The actual dispensing part is an old meat grinder with a grinding base removed and just the pedicle shaft working as an organ to propel cat food out front. You get a choice of motors. Basically, no video has fewer than 2 motors, and the posh ones and the old ones can have up to 6. If it's an edit machine, you can have up to 6 motors. If you have a really old video, you have 1 motor per function, just about. And so you need to find which ones work and have enough torque to propel cat food. Or if you want to do a general purpose approach, you've always got the head rotation motor, which goes around pretty fast and has good torque and good reduction here. But that's the main thing. So that's your VCR into a cat food machine. Now, another thing that people throw away a lot of are payment losses, which were the mainstay of engineering departments and architects a few years ago. And now that the protection seal, which I thought this one would be for 18 quid, thinking it was a nice thing, that would be completely killed off by inkjet, which has unlimited colours and sort of versatile. And it's a shame because these are actually quite nice bits of equipment. They draw, to draw lines with a pen, and move the pen backwards and forwards, paper backwards and forwards. So basically, you've got two set of motors under computer control, X and Y, and a solenoid pushing the pen up and down. So what can you do? You've got one step motor on shaft, moving the pen carriage on shaft back and forth. And this is really where the shooting comes in, because the obvious thing to do with an old plotter, over I think you quit, is to turn this into a shooting gun. It doesn't take a lot of modification, a coat's paint and a paper cup. And off you go. And you can either just get into a back and forth, and you can do more exotic things. This is me getting wild. the other thing is that what do you do with the other motor? Because you've got the motor that propels paper. Well, obviously, you can make it have another type. And therefore, just be a little bit complicated. And this is the easy setting, it's just the dust. But if you want to have a difficult setting, this is called printing ASCII to darks. So this is one easy target, not very, very hard. What about CRT models? Again, we've got a lot of living tech components, lots of analog electronics. Not much in the middle, and we've got the very application-specific components, like the tube itself, and the yoke, and some microcontrollers, and what have you. But are they that application-specific? I need to try not to get sued at this point. Playing around with the insides of monitors is incredibly dangerous. Obviously, there's a risk of electrocution, which I'm sure you're aware of. But moreover, if you start playing with the HT section and start boosting it up, you can dose yourself with X-rays rather than sort of radiotherapy-like way. They're very dirty. The tubes can impose extreme violence if you crack them, and they're quite fragile. So it's, take great care, and don't do it in the next week. But there's a reflection here off coloured monitor. What can you do with that? That would seem to be quite application specific. Well, you can just put some DC through it and warm it up. So you can warm your eggs or squash balls or maybe some kind of electrical copies. Or you can play music through it. And if you play music through it, whilst it's still above the monitor, you get this nice XY display, which can look quite pretty, this is what I've seen. And if you then contrive some nice sine wave signals, you can do something even more artistic. And it's not so much a screensaver as a screen user upper, because the lines are very bright. But nevertheless, it's probably better to do it. And this monitor is in the street, so how it owns the street in town. It is, does involve taking monitors to bits, and it's really interesting. You might have to get a TV repairman to advise, because there are the opportunities for death that are really quite extreme, which are plentiful. Now, this video is just stopped, which is really nice, right? Which is second. Okay, let's start. Now, the other thing is that if you, most monitors, when you don't give them a signal, and they just light up, say, check cable, signal, whatever, what have you, they will default to VGA scanlines. Now, horizontal on VGA is 31.5 lumens. What can you do with 31.5 lumens? Well, if you put a piezo tweeter in parallel with the horizontal flexion panel, that will rid your house of any animal, mice, dogs, what have you, with great efficiency, because these little things that you buy that radiate ultrasound and cost you a suppose. So that's what we do. We have a gates accretor and an oscillator, and they spew out ultrasound panels and don't get out of monitors. The other thing is what we do with high voltages. I've often thought that if you talk to somebody who knew nothing about electricity or electronics at all and say, where's the dangerous voltage? And they correctly point out the anode cap. That's what it looks like. That's part of our image. And the camera shades because I was frightened. and you can make things like an insect inducer. This is me with artificial flies. That's still in January, but it feels like so. Similarly, you can make a house for flies in particular, just like Robbie Hughes. The ultrasound is the first thing in the normal. And last but not least, and this is called, so I'm going to try and add as well as October 2002.
This is deeply related. This part of the this is where the world is actually about leaving house. I reject this chicken because it's been delaying. How dare you make it?
Creating experiments in Volta and Galvani on a couple of years ago, but with the chicken and frogs. Now we come to the hard bit, because marbles, what are they good for other than being marbles? You've got almost no general purpose components, you've got a few capacitors, a few conductors, but really all the component counts is on that the very highly application specific things like the water bridge chips. I think we want this absolutely something what you can do with that. Or is there? Because I think what you can do is have a melding of classic children's game, Kapluk, and the scene in 2001 where Hal is decommissioned. and in Kapluk, you pull out little toothpicks and marbles fall into a section. And in Motherboard Kapluk, we have contestants with soldering irons who remove low criticality components from a working motherboard, and whoever is the last one to remove a component before they get either a crash or the window's blue screen of death is the loser. Or you can have movement as risky death, which you get more points for.
I'm looking at a point scoring system so that things like decoupling capacitors have a few points. Things like crystals in the sound system have more points. And so, and if you can get one of the big chips off the surface mount rework technology, then you get a whole bunch of points. So that's not the problem. The next children's game with those PC components, it would be PSU Buckaroo. and Buckaroo, which is this kind of wonky thing, which you put little plastic buckets and stuff on, and then if you put too many plastic buckets on, it barks and throws them all off. PSU Buckaroo is the same idea, but you load more and more peripherals onto a switch to the mouse supply from the PC, exceed its rating, and it will either shut down or stop making squealing noises, literally, you release the magic smoke within. sadly, I haven't actually done this yet, but that's the next children's game. This is partly inspired by the fact that I've got six godchildren, all of whom want Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, which I refuse to buy them, so you've got to come and have some homemade lessons. and so they're going to not thank me for this. But that is it. That's not all the time.